There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Harry Horton joins us on the line from The Morning in Washington, D.C. Welcome, Harry.
Good evening.
Now I'm really confused. Don't
from
know
the
quite
morning,
where
yeah.
to start. Harry, good to talk to you. So let's start with the eruption. Another volcano, this time Guatemala.
Yeah, this time in Guatemala. It's the most violent eruption in Guatemala in more than a century. 25 people confirmed dead so far. Hundreds more are thought to be injured, and there's many more missing as well. This is the Fuego volcano. Fuego means fire in English. That's in the south of Guatemala. Authorities say that fast-flowing lavas, which have been stretching for more than 8 kilometers, have hit villages, killing people inside their homes. A further 3,000 people have been evacuated from the area. There was another eruption at this particular volcano back in February this year. That one sent ash about 2 kilometres into the sky. The eruption on Sunday was much larger. The ash reached up to 6 kilometres in the sky, and that smoke could be seen from right across parts of Guatemala. The ash fell on Guatemala City, the capital of the country. That was 27 miles away from the volcano. The president of the country has spoke about Guatemala's deep pain caused by the irreparable losses in human lives, and he's declared 3 days of national mourning now for the victims.
And Harry, moving on, we've seen pictures of Mark Zuckerberg looking like he's under pressure. Facebook have responded to accusations over data, the idea that there's lots of deep data available to big companies. And since all the sort of details emerged, they've done nothing to change that.
Yeah, this was a big story over the weekend, first published in the New York Times newspaper, saying that Facebook had allowed major tech companies such as Samsung, Apple, BlackBerry, Microsoft, and allowed them access to Facebook users' personal data. The story said that Facebook allowed companies to access the data of users' friends without their explicit consent. Now, Facebook has hit back in a statement and said that's not true. A statement from a senior Facebook executive says that friends' information, like photos, were only accessible on devices when people made a decision to share their information with those friends. But this, of course, is another unwelcome story for Facebook. They're under increasing pressure from regulators here in the United States and in Europe as well. The Cambridge Analytica scandal earlier this year, where 87 million users' data was accessed by a political firm. They've also, of course, been hit by the scandal over fake news and Russian interference on the platform. Facebook are trying to say that this latest case is very different from the recent scandals, but even so, shares in the company have fallen pretty sharply as the stock markets opened here in the United States on Monday.
Harry, can we keep on the issue of Russian interference? Donald Trump's lawyers, it is being reported, have sent a 20-page letter, it's a private letter, to Special Counsel Robert Mueller to assert that he cannot be forced to testify in the investigation into Russia's influence in the 2016 election. And it is, well, I look at this from a number of points of view. If you can't be forced to testify, is this not tantamount to saying that effectively a president, a sitting president, is therefore above the law? I'm confused.
Well, that's how many people are interpreting the letter, and when you take a step back from it and read what the president's lawyers are asserting, I think that's the only conclusion you can come to, really, is that's the argument they're making, that the president really has absolute authority over this investigation. Therefore, he can't be the victim of it. He can't be prosecuted, and you can't force him to sit down for an interview. Now, the president himself seems to have backed this up on Twitter. In the past hour, he has tweeted saying, "I have the absolute right to pardon myself, but why would I do that when I've done nothing wrong?" This letter, the president's lawyers argue that Trump could not have committed obstruction of justice because he has absolute authority over all federal investigations. Now, none of these claims made in the letter have been tested legally. Many lawyers would disagree with the arguments that Trump's lawyers make. This could set up some large large constitutional battle in the Supreme Court in the United States. But this letter was written back in January. Since then, the threats towards the special counsel investigation have only escalated. There's many people here in Washington who are concerned that the president is on the brink of trying to shut down the investigation in some way, and that really would lead to some sort of constitutional crisis here in the Capitol, where lots of lawmakers would be under pressure to try and begin impeachment proceedings against the president.
And Harry, staying with issues surrounding the White House, China's warned U.S. sanctions will void trade talks, those trade talks that are so key between the two at the minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Donald Trump has held this belief for a long time that the U.S. trade deficit with China is too high. We've seen these threats of tariffs between the two countries over the past few weeks now. And over the weekend, U.S. and Chinese officials held talks in Beijing, but were not clear whether they came to any sort of significant outcome. There's also trade disputes going on with the European Union, with Mexico, and with Canada. G7 foreign ministers met over the weekend in Canada. They were fairly critical of the U.S. over tariffs on steel and aluminium at the moment. There was no joint statement at the end of that meeting as well, so it's clear that there's some disagreements among the G7, specifically with the United States. I think the question here for Donald Trump is whether or not the U.S. is big enough to have these trade disputes with not just China, but with the European Union, Canada, and Mexico. Of course, those latter three, all key U.S. allies. Whether the U.S. can really have all these trade disputes at the same time, and whether they can win all these trade disputes. So a big challenge for the U.S. on the trade front at the moment.
It really is. And final story, and slightly lighter story, the story of the off-duty FBI agent. I love the idea of FBI agents doing backflips and dancing, I have to say.
Yeah, it's quite a remarkable video that's emerged over the weekend of an off-duty FBI agent in Denver. He's performing a backflip in front of a crowd of people who are cheering and watching him. As he performs this backflip, a gun falls out of his back pocket, and the agent then goes to pick up the gun, but before he can do that, the gun fires across the floor. It hits another customer at this venue in the leg. Nobody was hurt. Thankfully, the man was taken to a local hospital, but it's just a minor injury. The agent is now under investigation. It's been interviewed by police. The FBI have issued a statement saying the investigation is active, ongoing, and a personnel matter, so we cannot provide comments at this time. But quite a shocking incident, really, and rather lucky that no one else was injured more seriously.
Very, very lucky nobody was injured more seriously, it has to be said. That's what happens on those Friday nights out when you're in the FBI, though, Harry. We're very aware of how it works. Harry Horton, based in Washington, D.C. Always good to talk to you. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.